5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Anybody tells you, do not believe that that is the correct time. No, not for one second are you to believe that, because the actual time is 1930 UTC. And that, my friends, is always the traditional time for beginning the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it is. It's that time of day once again for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Hello, my name is Tobe, and these are my car keys. And why do we have the car keys today? Because we're in the car, and now we're getting out of the car. Oh yeah. It smells so good. Where are we? What are we doing? What is happening? We are outside today. And where did we decide to come today? Well, to Heron Haven, of course. There are a couple of other cars here. And it seems a bit cool, a bit chilly, but maybe that's just my imagination. No, it's not. It's actually like 60 degrees Fahrenheit, which is what in normal people in science? That's like what, 15 degrees? I don't know. But here we are. I'm in front of the building at Heron Haven, and I'm just checking all these bushes and plants for interesting bugs, like mantises. Where's my mantis buddies? I don't know, but we're gonna sneak around the other side of the building here. We're on the other side of the building. We're on the caterpillar garden side of the building, not the butterfly garden side of the building. And I wanna sneak around here to see if there's any mantis back here. Any mantis hanging around back here? Gonna sneak up here very quietly. I'm sneaking up to the wood pile where they like to hide. Well, I'm not seeing much of anything, action-wise. Let's go up here to the bocage and check what's going on. Yes, so it rained. Things are a little bit damp, but kind of drying out now. All right, let's approach these logs up here very quietly. Do, 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 do. Where's my matis? Where are they? Where are they hanging out? They're not in here today. No, no, no. I'm also not seeing any mushrooms. Not immediately. And I'm looking, but I see none. Oh my God, I thought I just saw one. But no, it's a golf ball. And the golf ball actually managed to land on one of the logs. So it really, really looks like a mushroom. All right, so the official golf ball count is now one. Although I'm not picking it up. I can see another one back there, but we've seen that golf ball back there before. Oh, and there's one right here too. And there's a couple more. I can see one, two, three, four golf balls. The count is four. And we're not looking for golf balls today. We are looking for dudes. Because it rained. Last night, as I was falling asleep around 3:30 a.m., I thought I heard the thunder rumbling, and I said, what was that sound? I heard something. I didn't know what it was, and I was almost asleep, and I said to myself, oh, was that thunder or was that a truck just driving up the street? And then I don't remember anything else because I fell asleep. So anyway, I'm looking back into the forest here. And you know that one big tree? That has one of its major limbs broken off now too. Wow, cool. So yeah, it did rain. Things are damp and wet. And it's cooler. It's overcast. The sun is not out. And so it's a lovely autumn day. It's a lovely autumn day for looking for dudes. So let's head into the forest. Here we go. All right, I would like to take this time to explain to any new listeners what is happening. Well, my name's Tobe, you got that part already. This is the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm walking around in the forest. That's what is happening. Does this happen often? Yes, it kind of happens often. When the weather is good, when the weather is tolerable for me, when the weather is between about, 45 degrees Fahrenheit and about 72 degrees Fahrenheit. This is approximately 8 degrees to 23 degrees Celsius. I'm looking in the forest. Was there something over there? No, I guess not. What I'm trying to say is, if you're a new listener and you're wondering why you're listening to a guy wander around in the forest, this is what we do sometimes. Why do we do this? Because we have to find different things. What are the things that we have to find? Well, we have to find mushrooms. And we have to find marmots. And other little dudes. Other little animals. And I thought I heard something back in there now, but no, I guess we're not seeing any dudes right now. Huh. What was that sound, I wonder? Must have been a squirrel. Some kind of squirrel. Right, so what was I talking about? We're at Harrenhaven. Harrenhaven is a local riparian wetlands preserve near my house. Not even 2 miles from my house. Not 3 kilometers from my house. And I come here a lot because I like to look for all the fun animals that live here. Alright, so I've come to the crossroads where the two paths cross. I'm looking, I'm listening. Hey, do I see loose dirt over there? Okay, well, we'll check that out in a second. Right now, I just want to walk out through the cut and look onto the Mulhall's property, which is a big field for growing plants, mostly shrubberies, for a local nursery that is actually across the street. Hey, they took out some of this bad stuff. Good, good, good. And as I overlook the Mulhall's property, I see nothing. No turkeys, no dudes. This is all very overgrown, though. A lot of weeds on this half of it. A lot of goldenrod. The Nebraska state flower. Oh, they did not consult me. So, okay, let's head back. Heading back. I saw some dirt. We need to investigate this. Over here by the sub pond. Where was that? Where can we see it? We're gonna have to go over here. On the other side of the sub pond, I can see loose dirt. Like some kind of animal dude has been digging. So we must investigate. Perhaps there is a dude. Okay, where was that? Yeah, I see it. Is that... this isn't the best angle. What do we got over there? Well, we don't have a hole. It's not like somebody was digging a hole. Let's dig a hole so we can live in it. Not that kind of digging. But it's more than just a squirrel, you know, trying to bury a walnut or something. Huh, I wish we could get over there. The irony is it's only like 8 meters away. But we can't walk over there because of the water. And I should point out that the water is covered in duckweed. I do not see any ducks. The weird thing is I don't see any frogs either. I just walked up to the edge of the water and I didn't freak any frogs out. Usually frogs are splash. All right, what else do we got? Do we got any ducks or anything over here? I'm looking back down into the depths of the sub pond. Yeah, there we go, right back in there. And over there. Okay, we got wood ducks. Ooh, and there's ducks back in there too. All right, I can see two pairs of wood ducks. And I just saw something move on that log that's under those branches. So there's some more wood ducks hiding back in there. All right. Now we have seen as many wood ducks as we have seen golf balls. I think the whole point of all this is to see more animals than golf balls. That's our new metric for measuring success. Did we see more dudes than golf balls? It's just weird. The golf ball thing is getting weirder and weirder. But now, I'm walking out to the boardwalk. We're going to go out there and see if we can see any other dudes out here. Find us some friends. Find us some nature buddies. All right, I'm on the boardwalk. It's wet. Let's go sneaking out here. Dun, dun, dun. Very quietly. Very quietly. Looking down into the reeds. Hoping to see some kind of dudes. I'm looking into all the cattails. Boy, we got a lot of cattails. And there's frogs and fishies and stuff darting about under the surface of the water. But I want to see something better. I want to see some scratties. Or something awesome. I need to see awesome today. Frogs splashing in the water. Frogs jumping. Wow. the boardwalk here is just covered in heron poop. I mean, there's a good 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe 11 big hits. Is that all one bird? Or were all the birds, all the herons here? I don't know. This is weird over here. What's going on over here? Where this tree has fallen into the water, there's a big frog looking at me. Hey, biggie. There are now some reeds and some mud piled up. Is there a beaver in here trying to build a dam? That looks like somebody's trying to build a beaver dam right there. Tobe wonders if we have a beaver. There's a lot of bark scraped off that tree. Let's look for other beaver damage. Okay, so we're going to have to go further out onto the boardwalk. I'm walking backwards so I can see back into the reeds. Where's my scratties? We do have muskrats that live out here, and we like to come and visit them and see them, and they're nice and fun to watch, but I don't see them right now. Where are they? Wow, geez, there's a lot of mud on the... What the hell is going on here? There's a lot of mud on the deck right here, and lots of little muddy footprints, but whose footprints are these? These look like... These are not muskrat footprints. These are big beaver footprints. Do we got a beaver in here? We do get beavers in here from time to time. I'm halfway out the boardwalk. What was that sound? I heard water moving. I can still hear it. Anyway, I'm looking across the pond. There's a tree down over there. Not an old dead tree. There's a new tree down over there. And I can see spots where it looks like it's been chewed on. Oh, do we have a Beverly Beveler? Do we have a beaver out here? They do show up. They tend to move on after a while, though. And now I'm looking way across the pond. I'm looking 120 meters out. I'm seeing something in the corner of the pond. Way, way over there. And I think it's a heron. It's a big, lumpy thing moving around. Okay. And then, yeah, he just made a strike. That is a heron. He just got himself a fishy, fishy lunch. Which heron is it? I don't know. It's too far away because, let's see. How far is that? That's probably 10, 20. 40 meters to his left is another blue heron in the reed line, also fishing. And then, as I look way over there, is that another heron over there? Clear over there? That one's even further away. That one's so far away, I can't tell if that's actually a bird or not, or if that's just a bunch of dead plants or something. Okay, so apparently it's Heron Day here at Heron Haven. Who would have thought? What a surprise. We're finding herons at Heron Haven? Yeah, we got at least two, possibly three. So I'm turning around. I'm getting off the boardwalk. There doesn't seem to be anything going on or on this end of the pond. All of the action, meaning all of the giant striding birds, are down there. Okay, here's that muddy spot. You know what? I think Beaver is in here trying to build a dam on this log, and he doesn't understand that's not going to work. And he came up here, started slapping mud around all over the place, and now I'm in the heron poop zone. And now people are coming, so now I gotta move and wait for them. They're entirely inconsiderate and have no comprehension of what's going on. And that's fine. So I guess I'll wait as we look back into the reed line. Don't know where all my muskrats are, but maybe our beaver is hiding back there. I'm not gonna be able to see him, so. Alright, they have passed. I can move. What I wish I had was some kind of, what do I want? Like a tree stand, or one of the spots that you can't see into is this marshy area that is right now to my left. And I know lots of fun stuff happens over in there, 'cause that's where the scratties like to go. Yeah, there's just no good way back there. I just saw a child running across the land bridge. Does this mean that they're leaving? I hope so. Because I want to get to the other side of the pond. We're going to take a shortcut here in an effort to avoid more people, especially children. Do not wish to catch their diseases today. All right, and so over the land bridge we go. And am I going to be able to get a visual on that dirt over there? Nope. Oh, but here's another. This is where the two beaver damaged trees are. There's another one here now. There's another stump sticking up out of the ground. All right. Basically, what I want to do now is go to the other side of the lake and see if that other unknown thing was actually a third heron. So we gotta go see if there's actually three herons here. What's the record number of herons I've ever seen here at once? I don't remember. Oh, wait, yeah, I do. But first we need to look into the back of the billabong. What is going on out here? Not much of anything. The record number of herons was about 15 or 16 a few years ago in late April when all those egrets showed up. Yes, egrets are herons. They are white herons. But the most blue herons I think I've ever seen here is three or four. I remember seeing three a couple times. And then there was that one time when we were walking just right up here and we got to the bridge and we saw that baby. There was a baby blue heron right here in the turtle reproduction pond. We're about to approach that. I am looking up on the ridge, looking for any kind of dudes. Don't see any. See, sometimes we get turkeys and we see deer up there. Quacha! I can hear some birds. But it is strangely quiet in here today. All things considered. I mean, usually, it's because of the rain. Usually this is just all, you know, crazy jabbering birds, lots of bird talk, lots of squirrel talk. And that reminds me, we are approaching the squirrel danger area, so we're gonna pull back here and just chill out for a second, and we're gonna stand on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Do I see anything out there? No, I do not. We need a better angle. But first I'm gonna look up, check the trees, make sure I don't see any squirrels. No, okay, we're good. We're good for now. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee know what I'm doing. I am checking for squirrel bombers. What was that? What was that sound? Somebody trying to drop walnuts on me? Was that a walnut hitting the ground? This is the time of year when the squirrels like to sit up in the trees and drop walnuts on people. And it's painful. How do I know this? I've experienced it. I'm standing down here at the water of the turtle reproduction pond and I'm not seeing much of anything. I don't see any turtles, no ducks, no herons, no foxes. Let's go over to the big blind while avoiding any walnut dropping squirrels. Tobe looks above his head. Yeah, okay. We seem to be safe. We're going to make a quick dash over to the big blind to see if we can see any more herons and what else we got out here. All right. So here we go into the big blind. What are we gonna see? Oh, there's waves. There's been some disturbance. I see geese. There's Canada geese out there. There are ducks. That thing that I thought was a third heron is apparently not a heron. After all, that's fine. Oh, we got some more duckies. Over in the delta, we got four ducks, five ducks, maybe six ducks, some of which are mallards. Oh, look at those lovely ducks. And we got geese honking out there. We got a couple of geese who apparently think they own this entire pond. You can hear them. Yeah, they're so tough. Honk, honk, honk. I'm looking at our logs. I'm not seeing any turtles or anything, but, you know, it's an overcast day. It's kind of dark. And so no turtles are sunning themselves. Just some ducks bathing over there. And some angry geese. Two angry geese that are circling Goose Island. Oh, and now I understand what's going on. Because on the other side of Goose Island are some geese that are now circling around this way. Oh, and I think we're going to have another conflict. Because we have the two irate geese circling Goose Island in a clockwise fashion. Oh-ho, it's not two other geese, it's a gang. The gang of geese is circling the Goose Island in a counterclockwise fashion. And they are now spotting the other two rogue geese, and yes, the flotilla has turned away the two. Wait, the two are turning back. It's a game of goosey chicken. Are we going to see some goose conflict or not? I don't think so. I think they've resolved their differences. All right. Well, as exciting as that is, I'm going to turn around. All right, so we saw a bunch of herons, we saw some geese, we saw some ducks, we saw four golf balls. And now I'm going to take the loop path. You know, and I'm looking at the ground here and the leaves that are now on the ground. And I'm thinking that maybe it didn't rain all that hard, because it doesn't seem like it's as wet as it should be. Seems kind of dry. And that also explains why I'm not finding any mushrooms. Where's all my fungus buddies? I don't know. I'm just not seeing them yet. It's not truly autumn. Last 3 or 4 days have been really hot here. You know, it rained for a while last week and it was nice and cool and we thought, yay, summer's finally over. And then no. Last couple days, 93 degrees. Okay. Now I'm up here on the path where I can kind of see down into the ravine, but not as much as we can anymore. All that stupid invasive plant makes seeing anything down there impossible. All right, so instead, I'm looking closely at the ground over here by these bushes and over here by these trees, because this is where we like to find scarlet cups. Scarlet cups are one of my favorite mushrooms. I love all of the cup mushrooms. Cup mushrooms are very, very interesting. And the scarlet ones are particularly fascinating to me because they are red. They are scarlet, and they are cup-shaped, hence the name Scarlet Cups. Well, as I approach the top of the hill, really not seeing much of anything. There's not a lot going on in here today, mammal-wise. Oh, sure, we saw some aquatic birds, but no land animals. Well, I guess that's okay. There were people in here, so they probably got scared away by the people. It is Sunday, after all. I was hoping that the rain would have kept people away, but then I remembered it was Sunday when I was driving over here. And I thought, oh, maybe we shouldn't go out. No, we gotta go out when we have the chances to go out. Besides, we'll never see anything awesome if we don't go out. And that's one of the great things about Dubious Goals Committee, is the day when we do just run into random awesomeness. Those are some of the best shows. Okay, so I'm back down at the bottom of the hill, looking into the turtle reproduction pond again. Think I'm going to head out. I think I'm going to head home, eat some lunch. And if you're wondering about the wild rice couscous chicken salad croissant sandwich, I did go to the store last night, but I didn't actually buy any of the ingredients to make this. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still rolling this whole recipe over in my head. But anyway, let me just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. We stay in when it's cold. We go out when it's nice. Tune in tomorrow for, you know, more blues test and stuff like that, but I'm out, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.